if we're going to do this LA thing, it's like you got to, like, you really got to try all avenues.
Absolutely. You might even try going straight.
Right.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time with
Raven
and Miranda. I paused for a second because I thought you were going to do it for me, babes, because you really wanted to be doing the intros these days. Anyway, happy Thursday, everybody. Today on the podcast, we have two beautiful people. Yes, you guys are beautiful.
Funny, exciting, new friends of ours.
Yeah, they're our friends for real. We have friends.
We went out to lunch with them and dinner. Was it dinner?
We did a lot.
We definitely...
It was dunch.
We went to a movie.
It was dunch.
You guys, it's Allie and Holland Belair's, everybody. Woo! Yeah, we had dunch.
We had dunch. I just want to talk about how I was judged for eating my popcorn during the movie.
No. It was the tenders
on top of my dog.
No, it was a hot dog on top of popcorn.
On top of popcorn.
I just, what would you do?
And no, I appreciated it. I don't know if
I didn't respect it at all.
Always the mustard.
I didn't respect it at all.
No, Allie was like deeply offended.
I was so.
You were ready to leave.
And I was like, new idea.
Period.
New idea.
Right. Period.
I want to talk about the fact that we went and we saw Weapons together. And Allie, you do not like horror movies.
God, it was so good to watch you.
Honestly, no, but Raven at one point was like, we should leave. Like, we should just tell him we can leave.
Because we want to keep you as friends. That's you know what I mean?
But yeah. Allie, you were like this.
No, we've got to get away from that. People can go through hard things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to stop babying everybody all
Done.
The time. You
can then be let's go to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Dude.
Wait, have you guys seen watch. Monster?
Ed Gein?
No. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Have not seen it yet.
Never willingly.
It'll change your life.
You're going to have a real hard time. It is.
Well,
it
interesting.
It's a true story.
I probably just won't do it. You know what I mean? You're like acting like I have to do it. Like I probably won't just do it. You know?
Well, yeah, we were like, it's going to have to happen for you. That's true. You can totally avoid it.
Yeah.
But you'd watch it.
I did try to get us to watch it the other night.
I would do it if Holland says
yeah,
bark, I
exactly.
bark.
Yeah, exactly. Holland used to say
But I'm the type of person in our relationship that if she doesn't want to watch something, I wake up early in the morning and watch it myself.
Holland with working out. Yeah.
That episode 7 will get you, girl.
4 a.m. Yeah, she has her morning shows. Mm-hmm.
Not the morning show.
But right, her morning show is not the morning show.
You're not watching that?
No, I don't.
You don't want to see Reese Witherspoon be a lesbian?
I don't know if it really tantalizes my titties like that.
It's like that. Maybe that's the southern
in
me.
You like white blonde girls? Come on now.
Okay, so it's also a little too close to The View.
Sure.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Never heard of it.
Would you say it's a good depiction or?
I won't watch it.
She hasn't watched it.
Oh.
Okay. I won't watch it. I knew exactly what it was about. I was like, I'm good.
It's like pretty entertaining to me. I think it might be the southerner in me that when I see like somebody like Reese Witherspoon who is adjacent to my mom being a lesbian, I'm like, see how good life could be.
Also, I watched the first few episodes of season one and then she was like, I'm being PTSD'd. Like, so I said, okay, I'll stop and I won't get up at 4 a.m. to watch a show by myself.
Right.
But she wasn't a lesbian. That's
not
new,
yet.
That's a new advancement.
No. Oh, you gotta dive. Give it one more shot.
Okay.
With
give
who,
it
though?
One more shot.
Yeah. Who's her?
A new character. Oh. A new character.
Wait, the black girl?
No.
Oh,
that's her fantasy.
They're not that progressive. They're not that progressive.
It's been a little bit
you
for
know?
Both of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, like beautiful black woman on that show, and I was like, okay, right?
Oh my. Yes.
Is it Marion Cotillard? Is that her person?
No.
The French woman. Okay, never mind. Anyway, okay. We don't watch the morning show, so... But she gets up in the morning to watch her shows without me, and that's fine. But I was going to say that if Raven said, I really, really want to watch this show with you, I would do it.
That's sweet. That's what love is at the end of the day, right? Compromise.
Watching stuff you don't want to.
Right.
And but Raven doesn't return that favor because I really, really wanted her to watch this Taylor Swift video.
I was like,
please just watch this Taylor Swift music video. I need to understand why everyone thinks it's
You
so
couldn't
great.
Do 3 minutes?
Nope.
Couldn't do it.
Damn, Ray.
Let me tell you something.
She couldn't do it for me.
I'm going to need to just break this down for everybody.
Sure.
Okay.
Someone in the house needs not to be tainted in their eye holes. Okay? And I want to stay the baseline of reality, period.
My eye holes are tainted?
If you saw the whole thing, I'm sure.
I think mine are tainted, probably.
I watch everything. I mean, there's, like, I'm afraid of horror movies.
She's not afraid how I'm afraid.
I'm afraid. I get nightmares.
This is Holland. Holland says she's afraid of something, right? This is why she's, like, my biggest inspiration for so many things. Holland's aww. Scared to take a dance class, but she goes and takes it. I'm scared. I'll move a state away. I'm scared for real. Yeah. You know, like Holland's like, I'm scared to do this. I'm like, you're not scared how I'm scared.
Okay, Holland, so if that's the case, name me something that you were scared to do that you did that you then said I shouldn't have done that. Never?
No, not never. Not never. I would say this morning, but.
Oh, you've got to tell the story. Yeah.
I don't know if I should tell this story.
I'm sure he's not listening to podcasts.
Basically, this morning I woke up, took the dog on a walk, and a man comes up behind me on his bike, basically asks if I live at this apartment. I froze. I didn't say yes or no. Confirm or deny.
Oh, you're just looking around.
Basically, he follows me back to the apartment. And I think there's one part of the story that's kind of important. He sees a helicopter because they're all over LA, and he looks at me and he says, I feel like that's for me. I turn around and I was like, what did you do?
Oh my God.
Anyway, I did let him into our apartment.
And then he asked our apartment number and.
But I didn't go that far.
I'm so proud of you.
I let him into the gym, but he was gone. I called, you know, security just to make sure everybody else was safe. But
I went down there.
I was everybody's scared, good. Though.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have done it.
Would you ever do it again?
No.
Okay. Did he look homeless? Or
houseless?
Did he look unhoused? Unhomed? Did he look unhoused?
He was very sociable, and I didn't know how to tell him. I got to work on saying no.
Right.
Because
imagine if you had sent Allie a photo of him and you thought it was the AI trend where everyone is doing that.
I thought about that.
Because I've been thinking about that, seeing all of these people sending these to their parents. I was like, this is going to become the boy who cries wolf.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because now all of these people are getting up in arms and then they know it's a trend. Now for the people that really have violent people coming into their homes, people are going to be like, no. Or yes. Sexy plumbers. Yeah. Like, nah.
I'm like very boy who cries wolf always. Like I love to lie. Like I love I love to be like, my heart. And then like everyone looks at me and I'm like, this is how I joke.
I get it. Heart attack.
Yeah. Name one lie that's lasted longer than 5 minutes for you.
Go ahead.
No, this is your lie. No, I am so interested.
I had a lie that lasted 7 years. Continue. I'll
was
let you
it
go
a straight
first.
Thing?
No.
It was my first
that
yes.
was really good. Very sure. Good. No, it was different.
I don't, can you think of one? I love to lie. I think it, for the plot. For the
yeah,
plot.
It's only yeah. for the plot.
Like,
the story.
Like, if everything's a little too mundane around me, I'm like, guys, what about that accident in 07? And they're like, what? And I'm like,
yeah. I will say, ever since I've been in your life, I cannot let the lie go longer than, I mean, it's like it eats me up at 20 seconds.
I don't know if I can do this. It's like having a lie detector machine. Now people won't even look at me when I'm telling a story. They look at my lie detector.
Hilarious.
The other day I told somebody I was allergic to fruit and they said, no, she's not. And then I said, Holland, please. And then Holland said yes. And they were like, okay, she is.
That's a shame.
I am.
Are you actually allergic to fruit?
I am. Okay. It's just minor. I get like hives.
Like berries or
and then
all
sometimes
fruit?
My throat, it starts to close.
That's anaphylaxis. That's bad.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
to each their own.
Right.
Yeah. I'm more of an optimist. You know, maybe.
Okay, no, that's good. You don't need the fructose. Yay.
What about a lie that you've told, babes?
Oh, a lie that I've told?
Yeah, what's the longest lie that you've told? I know it.
Are you a liar?
You do?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
I am very good at the plot. The lie that has to stick for the plot to make the joke go.
A family
right.
of actors.
You know? I think it's the flower in a roux. It's like, let's thicken this up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Guys, it's lying.
I love an April Fool's joke. Like, I've done epic April Fool's jokes where I'll call people. And we called our parents once and said that our Tesla blew up, that it had caught on fire.
We did.
And Raven's like, okay, after 35 seconds. And I was like, don't you dare fuck right. my plan up. I was like, no, it's real. And, you know, I let them bitch and moan and freak out.
I want them in the car on the way.
Yeah.
You know, before I say.
Yeah, no, exactly. I told my mom once that our ceiling had caved in and that the upstairs neighbor had fallen through and mm-hmm. fell onto her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And all she was asking about was her Staffordshire poodles, which are a form of, like, mm-hmm. miniature.
I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about it.
Well, my mom was listening to Bach at night.
Yeah, sure, babes. And she was like, oh, Miranda. She was up in arms. Oh, you know what I mean? Just so.
And they still believe you.
Yeah.
They still believe her on April Fool's.
And it's getting my heart going. I like love it. I'm like, I live for this. Especially to my mom.
Yes, moms are the best.
It's like overly worried. God forbid. It's like she changed your own diaper and then she thinks she can't do anything.
Oh, and my mom is the most gullible person too. Like, right. We could call her right now and be like, Mom, did you hear Mars is invading Earth and da da da?
Should we give her a call?
Yeah.
Mine or yours? I'd rather do mine because I'm like, I want to get my mom stressed out.
Should we prank her?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I can't.
She might not answer.
This is hilarious.
Let's see. She never answers me when I need her.
Do you want me to tell her that I'm your nurse and that you've had a heart attack in the hospital?
Whoa, you guys. Yeah. Whoa.
This is escalating so hard.
She said she was the one who liked the heart.
Don't do that. Say she broke a finger or something.
Yeah. Something a little less.
I'm Alex's friend. I have to be like,
well, it can't be like death. Like,
that's a lot.
I don't know what she'll say. Now I'm scared about what she'll say.
Listen, here's what you say. Mom, I just wanted to make my last phone call for you. I'm headed into the new cult of California.
Right.
And I just shaved my head.
Tell your mom.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're trying to recruit me for Scientology.
Tell your mom that you're joining Scientology.
Hello.
Mama. Mama, you know my friends Raven and Miranda?
Uh-huh.
I'm with them right now, and I'm kind of freaking out because they are, like, doing the Scientology thing. And, like, I'm scared. Like, I think they're going to try to recruit us, so I'm thinking, like, do we just go to one meeting and see what it's all about?
Yeah, you might see Tom Cruise there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And I think that, like, if we're going to do this L.A. thing, it's like, you really got to try all avenues.
Absolutely. You might even try going straight.
Right.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom, for tuning in to Tea Time with Miranda and Raven. Can we use that?
Okay. Oh, you're so cute.
Nice to meet you.
Mom. Well, not too much. She doesn't do it. She's not worth all that. She's worth a little. Okay, Mama, I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Oh, she's adorable.
You see how I get to shaking, though? I'll get to shaking. I get into it. But she won't believe me. You know?
If I did that right now with my mom, she'd believe me.
My mom would start cussing all of us out.
Yeah.
And she would fly out here right now and give me hit me upside my head.
She'd be like, y'all so stupid. Sure. Y'all so stupid.
She called us one day. She was like, y'all the last two who should have a podcast.
Your mom's like, I'm hearing too much of y'all's thoughts. I don't think the world needs
to hear. That's fair. Yeah.
Babes, wait, what is the thing that you were going to say was my lie, though?
Heidi.
Wow.
Is Heidi you?
So rude. No. Okay. Do you really want me to tell it?
I think you should now. I think we're in a safe space.
We've brought my mom into it.
And you've been hiding this lie since we dated. And
it's so personal.
Yeah, sure.
It's so deeply personal.
Then don't say it.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Period.
So she tapped my boob.
Sure.
She aggressively swiped.
Aggressive. That's so aggressive.
She gently swiped my boob.
Thank you.
Because I...
Say it.
I don't think
you
want me to do it.
Do you
want to
write it down? Because I'll read it.
No. Just read it. I'll say it this way. I had a little bit of insecurity about my boobs.
Okay.
And I told Raven when we first started dating a little bit of a fib.
It's a lot of bit of a lie.
About my boobs.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want her to think a certain thing. Now everyone's going to think that my boobs are like
No,
the most
I get what
bizarre.
You're saying. Gorgeous. It's like telling people you're allergic to onions when you really just don't like them, but you want people to respect the fact that you really hate
she
onions.
She feels like it's much deeper.
It's not.
She really like holds
It's a lot deeper
me.
Than that.
I am on the edge of my seat.
It's a lot deeper than that. Cut this part out.
No. Don't cut this part
Why
out.
Why are you so embarrassed?
Because I don't like now then I
told this story before on this podcast.
What is it?
I forget.
Okay, then I'll just tell it. So basically, I had this nipple pierced. Okay?
Go, girl!
This one I did not have pierced because it's an inverted nipple. So do you know what that is?
Yes, yeah.
So, okay.
My vagina's that way. It's supposed to be an innie, it's an outie.
So it's not like fully, but it's like this one is like you can see it when it gets cold and this one you can't.
Sure.
So growing up, because my nipples have kind of always been like this, I was made fun of a lot. And my friend used to
She used to flash people?
Right. How are
you? No, yeah, like okay. You're just like changing with your friends or whatever.
A summer party.
Okay, that is such a girly gay thing because when I was changing in front of my friends, I was counting ceiling tiles. I was in the locker room.
I'm not trying to look at it.
Colin gets me.
Go ahead.
And so I had a particular friend who started calling this boob of mine the crustacean, but in like a very mean way.
Hello?
So I know.
It would never be in a nice way.
Is it crusty or inverted?
No, it's inverted.
No,
her name is Heidi.
Oh, little teeny tiny Heidi.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And she'd be like, oh, the crustacean. And I was just traumatized, okay, because then I had it.
Yeah.
So what then, she told me was.
So then, because this insecurity followed me through my dating life and whatever, was I told Raven that I had had both nipples pierced, but this one got ripped off. And she was like, damn. Okay. And that was the lie that we lived with until we got married.
And she finally told me that it was actually that way since birth. And it's not not a problem. Good.
That is so funny.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel great.
I don't call that a lie. I think if you're lying about your insecurities, your world, your life, whatever you have to do to get through this life a little less hurt, okay, you do it.
Even to a partner?
Holland lied about pickles.
I was just about to say that.
Holland lied about liking pickles for like the first maybe 6 months or a year of our relationship.
Do tell.
Because you love them?
No, because I hate them.
She said, I can't remember exactly what you said, what type of girl likes pickles.
I think I have harsh language. So I was probably like, anybody who eats pickles got that pickle breath.
She was like joking around and I was like, yeah, pickles, oof. And then we were at McAllister's one day and they give you a pickle spear. And I was like, can I have your pickle? And she was like, you don't like pickles. And I was like, I actually love them. I love them.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. That is so cute.
It is so cute.
Went on a little long though.
Yeah, but also, what's the pickle theory or the olive theory? It's like somebody's supposed to not like them and somebody's supposed to.
It's like the rat and frog theory.
Oh, babes. Oh. So I want to test it on us. What is the theory actually? Do you know?
It's you're supposed to, one of you likes them and one of them you don't, and that means you're soulmates.
Oh.
But also, it's like there's another one that says if you both like them, that you're also soulmates.
No, also, rat and frog. It's always a rat with a frog, or vice versa. Frog with a rat.
Obviously, you're a rat.
You're obviously a rat. You're obviously a frog.
Why?
Why?
She is obviously a frog, and I'm obviously
wait,
a rat.
Wait, but how am
what
I a frog?
What does rat mean?
I have no idea how to tell you this.
Is this a Chinese thing?
No.
Oh.
No, this is American.
Is this like Black Cat and the Labrador?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Very similar.
I am a ribbit.
Yep.
I'm definitely a ribbit.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated to tell you this way. You didn't get to figure out on your own.
That's okay.
But I think the pickle thing works for us because I don't really like pickles. Like, I'm not going to go after just a spear.
Sure.
I don't want a dill pickle. If I have to have a pickle, I want to... honey bread and butter pickle.
That's what I was about to say. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
I need a dill.
I don't like them all.
Likes pickles.
Do you like a sauerkraut?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
I
vinegary.
Like a sauerkraut.
Oh, I'll take a sauerkraut.
Yeah, I'll take a sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut.
Olives.
Black ones on
maybe
pizza.
On pizza, but I haven't really gotten to the olive lifestyle.
Helen loves a black olive on pizza.
It's me too.
So easy to pick off though, so I don't complain.
Yeah.
You know me. I never complain.
Easy peasy.
Never. Just a breeze. She's a breeze that
walk
girl.
Walk in the park. The easiest.
Sure.
Yeah.
So which zoo animal do you guys feel is actually a queer animal? Lion, tiger, elephant, giraffe, zebra, or rhino. Which one is queer?
You're giving me the options? Like, I don't know the options in a zoo.
No, because which zoo
or
are you
at? Or which animals are queer. You know that. She doesn't
right.
need to be told.
Like, we've had deep conversations when I go to the zoo, and I'm like, so unfair what they're doing to you.
It's obviously the giraffe.
Uh-huh. Giraffe is, I think, bisexual energy, because I think of, like, a big septum piercing on a giraffe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's a bisexual.
Wow. Totally.
It's, like, a giraffe, too, is the type of bisexual with a short man
mm-hmm.
or a perfect little mask lesbian to me. It's, that's what it gives to me.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. What about you? Zoo animal? Queer category.
I gotta go with the rhino. I think about Madagascar.
I think rhino's gay man verse.
Oh. Mm. No. And my apologies, not a rhino, a hippo. It's very
the hippo is definitely
not a rhino in Madagascar.
I'm trying
going to figure out a zoo animal that's not gay. I'm like, look at you being punished for who you are.
Yeah.
They had to entrap your beauty.
I think all seals are gay men. Like, all sure. seals.
Sure. But do yes. they are they the ones that... No, penguins mate for life.
Yes. Penguins mate for life. Those are obviously lesbians.
And yes. they found two... They found two gay penguins.
Of course they did.
Oh, I love that.
Two men?
It's
yeah,
true story.
Yeah, that's yep. crazy.
I
yeah.
love that. I mean, male I think, or female?
Male.
I think male. Two males.
It's always the men first.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Give me another one. I'll tell you what they are.
Okay,
nobody
elephants.
Can tell you what you are.
Flamingos but... are non-binary, don't you
yeah,
think?
Non-conforming.
Yeah,
non-conforming.
I would say lipstick lesbian.
Could
for
be.
A flamingo?
Yeah.
They give me an well. Asexual vibe, mostly they, because yeah. it wears yeah. the body, wears the whole. Yeah. You know, if you can't even find it, you know, correct. You probably that's don't right. want to yeah. use it.
A meerkat.
That's Timon or Pumbaa.
That's Timon.
That's Timon.
I think it's a twink.
It's like it might. Yeah, are, am I allowed to say that?
Is that am I not?
No, you. Though. Well, you can do what you want, babe.
No, we just look towards the straight girl.
Yeah. Okay. Ask the straight.
We can say it.
Meerkat to me a little slithery. You know,
okay.
that good, like a little around, popping around a corner. Hey, who's there?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that
so
is.
So a gay male publicist?
That might be a gay drug dealer. Like,
totally.
That's the guy who's got the poppers.
Yes.
The meerkat.
I agree with that. He totally know, is.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. That's priceless.
What else?
Kangaroos, straight for sure.
Straight.
Because why so much sack? You know, I don't just want anything angry. To do with that much sack.
Feet first, anger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Crazy.
I love
yeah,
that.
For sure.
When you go to the zoo, what are you eating?
I don't know that I've ever eaten at a zoo because there's a feces smell kind of that's suffocating
an
the air. But I did go to the zoo one time and the lion spray, what's it called when they spray on you?
Yeah.
And it happened to a black family. And I was like, that's not done. Okay.
That's not okay.
You know, that's not, I wish it would have been me.
Like the anal gland thing?
Yeah. But it was like, I mean, it was a misting.
Yeah, damn.
And it was, I mean, it was a large family gathering. And I mean.
It was a family reunion.
It missed it. It didn't miss a drop. Everybody got a drop. It was, I mean, it was the splash zone, y'all. It was crazy.
I would never eat a thing again. Okay, go.
Wow.
I'd get a hot dog.
And popcorn.
And popcorn for sure.
Willingly giving up
with
that
mustard.
Information.
Yeah.
I would eat at a, even though no one's ever going to it anymore, but the aquarium. I feel yes. like the San Diego Aquarium has like really good food.
What do you get?
I would get a churro.
Wait, are you
okay.
talking about SeaWorld, baby?
You're
yes,
like,
SeaWorld.
I'd go to the aquarium and I'd do a fish fry. I mean, I would. I'd do a fish fry.
That
sorry.
One.
She would.
I don't sorry. See catfish there. Let's go.
You know, it's funny that you say a churro because I was going to say my zoo food was a churro. Mm. It was a churro and it was an icy, what were they called?
Oh, the slushies. The lemonade one?
Oh, I no. did the pops that you put... the stick on
the minished up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was I loved those.
Flintstones,
wasn't
it? Yep.
But wait, like what that. Is it called when you have shaved ice and then they put like a sugar syrup on it?
Snow cone.
I hate snow cones, but I always ended up getting them at the zoo.
This is a
forced.
Very, you know, in Virginia, where I grew up, they called it a snow cone. But in Louisiana, it's so different down there. You know, they add their own flavor on everything, but they called it a snowball.
Yep, a snowball.
Snowball, no snow. You ask for a snow cone, they're like, get the hell out of here.
Got yeah, because it. It's a ball on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right. they do it up, too. They do, like, condensed milk. Have you ever had them?
Yes.
I think Pelican.
The shaved
baby.
Ice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 because
you
love that.
You know what else used to only live at the zoos? The what else only used to live at zoos and aquariums? Dippin' Dots. Remember when they were only at the like the attraction places?
Right.
And then
you could find them.
Oh,
right.
you could
yeah.
find them, and now
yeah.
they're like everywhere, but barely because
uh-huh.
they're like dying down now.
Yeah, yeah. they put they used.
That's
to
unfortunate
put,
to hear. This is news to me.
I remember when they put them in like football stadiums, and you could get them at like
yep.
games and stuff.
They
yep.
were so trendy.
Yeah,
so expensive, so little.
So little.
We're going to buy you guys a bag of those. I didn't know that you were that big a fan of them. We're going to get
Dippin' Dots?
I'm going to get the little machine.
I don't think I've even ever had Dippin' Dots.
They're so good, babe!
It's like a great, it's like ice cream, right?
Right.
But you can enjoy it. I mean, how many pebbles are there? 1,000 pebbles in a small?
Because texturally.
They have like cookies and cream.
Yes.
Cookie dough, banana split. I mean, I could go on.
And
I like
the flavor
the chocolate.
Is great.
I like the chocolate.
The flavor
it's
was
the flavor
really good.
Creamy. Yeah, I think it's also like, you get ice cream on a hot day. It's going to melt pretty fast. These Dippin' Dots, though, they melt over time because they're small.
Yeah.
They might have like a little nitrogen in them, if
yeah.
I'm honest.
Yeah.
Like,
they
might
I think
something,
they do.
It could be bad for you, but it feels
I mean,
good.
It probably
yeah.
is. is. It, like it came out things. In the 2000s. It's right, definitely right, the greatest right. surge and everything else. Yeah, I'm sure it is pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I mentioned Taylor Swift earlier, and I want to ask you this, Holland, as a dancer. Have you seen this Ophelia video?
I have seen clips. I have not watched it yet.
Told you.
So that it, I just want to know if that's considered good dancing. That's all.
Holland, you want Holland to say somebody's bad dancing? Holland would rip out every tooth before she's...
No, I think they were trying to create a trend, which is, like, very important, I feel like, if you want your music to be played over and over and over again.
True.
So they did a dance that I feel like, which was choreographed by Mandy Moore,
yes.
who does, like, all
I'm sorry,
of her
Mandy
stuff.
Moore, the actress?
No, not
the choreographer.
Actually, her Instagram name is not her.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Because if the girl who's saying Candy is now choreographing.
No, it
is. Woman of many talents, but I don't think that one's one. Okay.
But that's so common right now, isn't it? In entertainment, it's like a lot of our friends who are music artists are like, when we go into these music labels, they are asking us, what's the TikTok trend?
Yeah. Wow.
You know, it's wow. like, you know, or these dances, I'm sure a part of it's like, it needs to be able to be done by not professional dancers, but by everyone.
Yeah.
Which I can see that, but I'm sad about it because the reason that TikTok trends work is because it comes out of nowhere.
Right.
It is not purely manufactured by celebrities. It's manufactured by quote unquote normal people.
The people.
Right.
You know, the people. And so when you have, for me, I don't really know you, Taylor. Good for you, boo. But when you have people in those high positions that are doing things just for trend, I can see through it.
Yeah.
You're not being authentic to who you are. Like Lady Gaga's not doing that. She's just doing it for shock value and then it turns into
right.
it, you know?
Yeah, but there's also, I mean, it's your path, right? I mean, like it's like even as a comedian, it's like you can tell jokes that are going to hit for your audience, or you can tell jokes and sell tickets, or you can tell jokes and be yourself. And I think you're right. I think there's some people who are in positions where they're like, I can be myself because people are going to tune in anyways. And there's other people who are like, let's get something that's trending because we need, you know, I'm going to get dropped by my label if I don't.
Yeah,
and Taylor Swift doesn't need that. And I'm curious about that video, and you'll have to watch it and we can talk about it after.
Yeah, without
but
me.
Without Raven. But a friend of mine sent it to me who has a dance background, and he was like, have you seen this? It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I watched it before talking to him, and I was like, this is bad. Then he came over, we watched it together, and he broke it down for me, and he explained why he thought it was as amazing as it is. And I will say this, you can see that she has the best of the best around her, okay? Her dancers are amazing. I think the choreography is really good. So they see her weaknesses, which is like Taylor Swift isn't a dancer, right? So how do we make this person look good in what she's doing? But the thing about this video that was so interesting was he showed me an old Janet Jackson music video.
How dare you?
Oh, well, come on. Come on.
What it was...
You know better than that. I know who this is, too. You know better than that.
What he was showing me, though, was that in this Janet Jackson video, it starts at kind of the beginning of her day and the camera follows her through.
Cute.
And this video is seamless in that way. Every single time there is a transition into a new costume or into a new location, she just does it the most effortless, like, flick of her wrist and she's there. And the artistry in that way and how much thought would have to go into seamlessly tying this together, I then saw it and I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Okay.
So she can move her body in a really kind of like simplistic, flowy way. But honestly, it's beautiful. And there's an ease and a grace. And she like will move her hand and then she's all of a sudden in a different setup.
Have you been to a Taylor Swift show?
Oh, come on now. Okay. At least you won't do it 3 minutes. You think she won't do it evening?
Because I just think, I mean, when I went to my first Taylor Swift show, I remember just, I was in the nosebleeds and I felt like she was performing for me to me. You know, like I feel like there's some moments where somebody cannot be a great dancer, but a great performer. I think people obviously go to her shows and they feel something. They feel something that they want to wait 36 hours or they feel, you know, I think she does, at least for me, she was such a big part of my childhood that it's like this magic.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of people connect to that.
I think my problem is she wasn't a part of my childhood. My childhood was Janet. My childhood was Britney. And we knew that Britney, we love you, Brit, but you're not a singer. You are a performer.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Such a performer.
Do you know what
great,
I mean? So,
perfect.
Like, that Dancer. Is my wait. That is my wait for 36 hours and go see Britney or, you know, Lauryn Hill. I grew up in a different time period to where
I respect the talent and the pen that Taylor Swift has.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. However, just not my...
Well, apples to oranges,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, seriously. You know? And you're allergic to both, so...
Right?
It just makes sense to do it.
What a hard life.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Allie, why only follow Michelle Obama?
I only follow Michelle Obama?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Oh, I don't use Twitter, but I love Michelle Obama. Even though she took away our best school lunches and she put in all that wheat shit, you know, it was good for us. Yeah, I think that I was probably just going through and picked Michelle Obama because unproblematic, perfect, you know, we love our girl.
That makes sense.
I was having a conversation with someone the other day and they said when they start talking to someone in business or when they start really looking at making decisions politically, they look at who people follow. And when they...
Is that okay?
Is that a what?
Is that okay?
To look at who people follow?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that some...
Well, let me say this. This person that I was talking to was saying their union rep, they looked, they were like, okay, my union rep is trying to speak for me.
Sure.
Looked at who that union rep was following. Not one person that looked like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, how can you represent me if you don't follow me?
Yeah, we've done that with a management before. We've gotten on the call and we're like, we've looked at your page and nobody looks like us,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I mean, we're white and female, but gay, you know,
right.
in terms of that. We were like, we don't want to be the gay hire,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting because over the last few months, I've seen a lot of conversation about what people are liking, what people are following, and there have been people in workplaces who are creating documents like Google Docs showing their bosses so-and-so is liking this, so-and-so is following this, so-and-so is doing this in an act of trying to get that person not followed but fired.
Right.
And
oh, wow.
I just wonder like where the line is. I feel like in time there's going to become something where it's like your social media can, but social media does impact
your hire.
Yeah, it's going to be some kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Not stereotype, but you guys get
another,
what I'm going?
Yeah, it's another way for you not to hire me because you don't like who
exactly,
I follow.
Exactly.
Right. Correct. I also think it depends on what job. Mm-hmm. What job are we, you know, if that like I feel like yeah, depending on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on who you surround yourself with, the things that you listen to, the things that you take in. You know, I feel like...
If it influences you, like our president, what do you follow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The people that are in jobs of influence, that makes sense. If you're working at, you know, TJ Maxx, and you're the manager at TJ Maxx...
I don't think that's necessary.
Run the hell out of those aisles. Yeah, I also think that here, we've gotten away a little bit from, like, this is a person I want to support and watch, versus this is a person I agree everything that they say. And, like, there are plenty of people who love us, but we might disagree on a lot of things. I think it got complicated because during the election, it felt like...
So charged.
Minorities are under attack. So when you support this, that means X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But I also think if I like Taylor Swift and you don't like Taylor Swift, guys, we have other things to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
And there's things that like we're supposed to have different views, not on racism and homophobia, baby, you know, but like some of these things, friction creates change, you know, and we're supposed to argue and we're supposed to, you know, talk to each other and make ourselves better and more knowledgeable. We're not supposed to agree all the time, you know?
That's how we learn.
Right.
And that's honestly, I feel frustrated sometimes when I hear people talking about these issues and my thought becomes, do you want everyone just to agree? Like, how vanilla would this world be if we all were just like, in agreement and compliance with the same things? It's like you get the spice of life because you have someone come in with a different thought process who then gets to enlighten you with theirs and you have a good debate and then your mind is opening. I mean, those are nice things. And what I was trying to say earlier was in the way when you go to apply for a job, you're not supposed to be asked about your sexual orientation or your religious beliefs or any of that. I'm wondering now if, I don't know, 2040, 2050, there's going to be something like you're no longer allowed to ask who somebody follows or what someone likes because it's going to become that controversial.
Well, I also think the people who, I mean, I have brothers who have 9-to-5 normal jobs, you know, I guess you could say, but it's like, those people have private, and those people are scrubbing their Instagrams. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, they were like, watch what you put on your Instagram because it will matter. Like, I think it, and I think in a lot of cases, it is telling of your character. However, I do think social media is ruining a few things. Mm. Like, the best nurses and doctors in the game that I know, some of them go to raves. I don't give a fuck if my doctor is going to raves, but now people are taking videos, and it's like, well, do I want a doctor who goes to raves?
Yes,
and
I do.
Like, and it's like, I do.
I do.
But you know what I'm saying? We're losing a little bit of life, a little, you know?
Because we're trying to be politically correct. Right. We're trying to fit some mold that was set in the 50s.
Right.
And we still have this old school process of, to be perfect, you can't do anything, you can't do that. When in actuality, you have to live life in order to change life.
Right. And I think you specific, like, I know I said this on last time, but I was just, I mean, you gave up so much of your childhood for us and so many of those things, you know, like you were the person who was walking on glass so that you could appear as this perfect Disney child. And I just want to say thank you for that, of course. But yeah, it shouldn't be that. It's not this or that. It's this and that sometimes, you know?
Yes, and.
Right.
Corporations have weird humans that they have to agree to.
Right.
Yeah. That give them money.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, I agree with everything we're saying. And then I think about, but my boss has a boss who has a boss.
Right.
Who has an island. Who needs to pay for that island.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? And, and
who also is probably a homophobic racist person who then you have to deal with that to be 100.
But nobody knows the name of, so nobody ever says anything
to them. No, correct. And you'll probably pass them at 7-Eleven. I've been through situations to where I didn't get a job because the top of the top of the top was like, I don't know, they don't really fit into what I think. But I'm like, I'm the best for the job though, bro.
Yeah. Right.
And then you're going to do tests, and you're going to put the people that you want to watch the show in the test. So of course they're not going to choose me instead of taking a slice of actual life and seeing what it is. And I think that is where this is happening to where, you know, the people in charge are like, well, you know, that doctor thinks differently.
Right. Like they're picking the jury.
They're picking the jury every single time. And it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe millennials will change that.
Are you? Who's millennials?
Me.
Right. Okay. Here we go again with this age thing, baby.
You guys.
And then us, young. Watch this. I'm going to stand up, sit down. Young. The knees are fine.
My knees are fine, too. Come on.
Listen, my back is broke, but my knees are fine.
I think we would also be really bad hosts if we just didn't call out the fact that this is your first podcast.
Yes.
And you picked us, and I do want to make sure that that's talked about, because that's such an honor.
Yes. I don't normally do podcasts. I feel like I'm better over a longer period of time. Like, give me a year and we'll be really close. But, you know, it takes me a while to get there, but I just felt like this would be fun.
In couples.
Yeah.
It's like we're married. Everybody's married.
It's easier. Yes. We got stuff to talk about.
We do. Right. Movies.
And I knew we'd be friends.
Yeah. You felt it?
Oh, I felt it like in this. The air. Yeah. I felt it in my tits a little bit.
Ooh,
even
in
my inverted one.
Yes, Heidi.
Okay. Whatever. No, I felt it too. What?
Don't be discouraged about Heidi.
Okay.
I think she's adorable.
I might get mine cut off.
Honestly. Oh my
God. You could get it pierced, and then we could just rip it off.
I want it pierced, but when I'm going to chop these babies off.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I would love to have, I don't know if I want no nipple or if I want to get them chopped
I love
and
it.
Put the nipple
Why
back.
Why no nipple? Why no nipple?
Well, because who cares?
Just
you know?
Clean skin.
Right. Would you all neck.
Just all neck.
Just all neck.
Hilarious. Oh my God. Just one neck with two arms.
But why don't you pipe down a little bit? Let me do your joke. Let's run that again. I'll say it.
Yeah, run that back. But seriously, let's talk about the no nipple, because there's that choice.
Sure.
Right? And so.
Get them tatted.
What is. Do you not like nipple play?
No. Oh, I think sensation is lost a lot.
Yeah.
For when they chop it off and put it back. Because they chop it off and put it back.
Correct.
On.
There's, you're not.
I've had mine chopped off and put back twice.
But no, I would not say, sexually, I would not say I'm the nipple play type.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't say that at all.
That's
unless
fair.
You want me to be, and then I
would. No, I don't think you've ever been.
Alan kind of tells me, hey, do this. And I'm like, sure.
You just do whatever.
He's like, here's
says.
What here's what you do. You strip down and you get on all fours. Okay.
That sounds amazing.
And I'm like, when do I start barking?
What would you like to see? Nipples or no nips?
Oh my gosh, not my body. So,
okay. So
not my then not no, my body, like, not my choice.
Like seriously, oh, I think let me not speak for you.
Sure.
But maybe for a second you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
You want to go to the beach and no shirt.
Right. Right. I'm not sure if it's a gender thing as much as it's a, you know,
clothes.
Freedom.
Clothes, freedom,
yeah.
Get off my back type of thing. You know, yeah. But I'm also young and hot, and I hope my mind has changed about a lot. And so maybe it is. I don't know what it is. Mm. I'm letting it be what it is for now.
I don't think you have to get them cut off for a gender situation. I think it is just comfortability in the body.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think the gender starts to blur when other parts of the body are taken care of.
Well, I was shirtless my entire life. I mean, growing up with boys, we'd play shirts or skin, and I'm the first one ripping it off.
Hilarious.
You know? And then I got my little Barbie my Powder Puff training bra.
Oh, my God.
And then I would rip that off. And I've always kind of been this, like, shirtless.
That's fair.
And I feel like that's my energy. It's like, why is that guy mowing his lawn with his shirt off?
Have you seen Mae Martin's new show on Netflix, Wayward? And have you seen
they did it
when they just take their shirt off?
Right.
That was great. And,
yeah.
I was like, Holland, I look like that, right?
But very little scarring. Obviously, could have had makeup on for this purpose of the show.
It's called Dermablend.
But I was like, wow, that's a well-done job.
Yeah,
whoever did that.
They look awesome.
They look great.
They're also hilarious.
Yeah. So funny.
Such a good series. Did you guys watch it?
We're watching it now.
Third episode.
Okay, because I'm wondering if it's a season two type of situation. I know it's a limited series, but I'm wondering if Mae's going to take that and run with it.
So here's my question. Is Mae playing a boy, a trans boy, or a queer they?
No, I think Mae is non-binary, but in the series, a trans man. They make some call outs towards it. Like,
it got confusing.
About, you know, the girls coming up to Mae and they go talk about how the young girl was queer too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mae's wife refers to Mae as her husband.
Yes, there's also, they do a few jokes in the series about Mae's gender.
Okay.
So I think that'll kind of, I don't know what episode that comes in.
Third episode. Okay, we're on the third. Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen that
yet. We clocked it on this episode when the girls get down into the weird water.
Yes.
That was the episode where we were like, okay, so which one is it, Mae? Because we know what you are. Right. Love it there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But what are you playing?
Yeah.
So that's good to know.
You're like, what kind of fruity is this fruity?
Yeah.
What type of fruit?
We were literally, and Raven's like, oh no, they're just queer. And it's just this. And then the husband line. And then we were like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah, but that's so gay culture. Like, what do you call Raven? Like, I feel like Holland would, I mean, Holland has never said this to me, but I feel like Holland would just call me whatever term. You know, it's so like partner, wife, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's always this interchanging of.
It's interesting for me. It's actually kind of difficult to call Raven my wife.
Right.
Like, it doesn't feel organic. Like, Raven very easily refers to me as her wife, my wife, my wife. For me, it's not that easy. I have a little bit of a pause, and I think that
it depends on what follicular phase I'm in.
Right. Raven switching it up. Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, and when I talk to people out in the world, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, you know, they'll see I have a ring on my finger or whatever. They'll be like, what does your husband do? And I just go with it.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just
sometimes it's easier.
Yeah.
So much easier.
But
so much easier.
It feels a little bit more organic in a lot of ways.
You don't feel like you have to correct them.
No, but also when I'm talking about you, I feel sometimes more, I'll stop myself because I'll be like, oh, my husband, what? No, my wife. It's a weird thing.
Right, what do you think, Rave? What do you, oh, sorry, baby.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I actually don't say Allie's name, like, ever.
Oh, I love it. What do you do?
Pet names.
Holland called me baby to my mom one time. Like, she was like, baby's at the car.
I don't think I said that. And like, I don't think that's a true story.
We established that.
I am a liar, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like when I'm talking about her, if she's not there, I'm like, Allie? I honestly don't know who that is.
Yeah. I feel that.
But wait, and you asked
what was your question?
Like, what if Miranda was calling you something in terms of like marriage, what would you say for yourself? The hubs. Yeah.
Partner.
Yeah.
Because
in-law.
A partner in-law.
My in-law.
No, oh my God.
Partner in-law.
Oh, right. Partner in-law. I think I do. Oh my God, that's crazy.
But also my partner in-law would be my sister's partner. Allie. My partner in-law.
What kind of agenda is this?
Yeah, call your mom back. Tell her to ask you.
No, I don't. Yeah. It is weird when she calls me her wife. Mm-hmm. Just plain and simple. Right. And then I personally go through a thing of husband just because I'm like, we worked so hard for marriage.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this has nothing to do with me not absolutely loving that I'm married to you or being so proud that I am your partner and you're my partner. It's none of that. It's really just, it's some of these names don't align in the same
terms.
Way that
the terms
I have,
don't align. Right.
I have never in my entire life, nor will I ever call Raven, Raven Simone, because I know exactly who Raven Simone is. And Raven Simone is not my wife, husband, partner, right. or anything of that. You know, I mean, that's such a different entity. So, yeah, it feels, I mean, that's even more cut and dry than the husband wife thing. This is the moment to say we recorded an episode with our friends before and it didn't have audio, so now we're doing it again. But you know what else we're going to do again? We're going to go into the teapot. So which one of you wants to do it?
Teapot!
I'll do it. Ladies first.
Teapot time.
Get that pot.
Okay.
Wait.
Pause for it.
Guys, should we go to a pottery class and make you anew?
Period. We love pottery class.
We should do a pottery class and we'll all make a pot.
Bitter Rose. We know the good place we got.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's do it.
First impressions is what I got.
Oh, I love first impressions.
This is really fun because you guys can now tell us your first impressions of us when you came on the podcast.
Guys, this is so...
Now.
Can we say when we came to your house what it was?
Yes.
My first impression... What I loved you in my childhood. I feel like so grateful once again that you gave up your childhood for us. And you're hilarious. I mean, you babysat me on many occasions
when
mom and dad left, and I thought, are they ever coming back? And Raven's like, I don't know. You were like, I'm seeing nothing. I don't know if they're coming back. No, but yeah. And so, but I love you guys.
No, but when you first met us, thank you for all of that. I really appreciate it. Don't want to, you know, jump over the fact that you just gave us
all
of
that. That's not at all what I was asking.
The question is,
when you actually first met us, the humans.
In the humans, not scripted, what did you think?
I thought, not as funny as I thought. I thought Miranda, I thought skin terrible. No, I think you guys are gorgeous. I thought fun. I think you're a lot different than... people get, like, you know, obviously they get this
Me
version
or
of you.
Us.
Both of you.
Oh yeah.
I think Raven's more relaxed, calm.
Oh yeah.
I am.
That's my thought. I think you are very similar to what you give out. I don't think you took me by surprise. It wasn't anything. I don't put too many expectations on people.
Gotta love that. Good job.
I think Raven's very calming and you're very knowledgeable. I didn't realize you were going to be, like, you have a very intelligent vibe, I feel
And very
like.
Inviting.
Yeah,
she listens to Bach at night.
Both inviting.
Guys. She listens to Bach at night.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well.
In that dark-ass house?
Yes. I told you. My name is Amadeus. I'm not kidding. Well, thanks, guys. Those
sure.
are nice first
well,
impressions.
We're lying.
Let's give them their first impressions of them. You first, honey.
So my first impressions of you guys were really open.
Yeah.
Really kind.
Sure.
Like, I was shocked because actually the first impression that I had of you was you getting out of your car to come around and open the door for
Yeah, and then Raven bitched me out for it.
And I was...
Come on, bro. Nobody looks so goddamn
Raven was like, why don't you send a text if you're going to do that type of shit? Because I'll do it too if you send a text.
Bro,
send a text.
Come on, man.
But I was just like, oh my gosh. Wow. How polite. How kind. And then you to me are just so... lovely. Like, there's just, like, you both are, though. You both really share that. Like, I find there's a really innate kindness in you.
Thank you.
And I felt that the first time that we met, because you also felt like a caretaker a little bit. Like, I feel like you saw that maybe, like, my feelings got hurt or something. So you were very dialed in to me yeah. and making sure that I was like, okay, and Miranda, I see you and you got this, and right, and I felt that because I kind of am that way yeah. too. And then with you, I feel like I understood the energy of being somebody who's conscious of other people as well, but really also wants to make sure that everyone's okay. Maybe like doesn't just errs on the side of caution with your own ability to speak about yourself or overstepping, but very much like want everyone to be happy and okay and taken care of, but just really good people. I mean, literally the first time we met you, we ended up hanging out that night.
Yeah.
So that's rare for us.
Yeah, I thought less of you guys.
Because we don't usually like people. So let me do my, and you guys are easy.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me
guys.
Do my first impression. Sure. So,
one word. Okay.
I'm not being myself, babe. I'm being Raven right now.
Raven, why don't you tell me what you got?
Let me tell you what it is. So I don't follow social media. I am not someone who knows the younger community
right.
very
sure.
well.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't figure out how to work a damn phone.
You're so damn old.
How do I do this?
Ting ting.
My talk tick is doing something again.
She's like, should we typewriter them or can you send a text, Miranda?
I have a fax machine. Thank yeah. you very much. No, but I didn't know, right? But when I walked in, the producer, hi, Laura. Miranda was like, you
Laura's
know,
okay.
She's fine.
Yeah.
And like, you know, these people.
Jack wasn't here because he was away.
Yeah, Seamus.
He left
and,
us.
You know, they're the younger crowd. They're, you know, Instagram, blah, 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 TikTok, whatever, right? Just all of those things. So my older self goes, here we go. Right. You know what I mean? Here we go.
She was
we got
irritated.
I was irritated because
and
fair
I come
enough.
In, I come in. I'm like, hey, yo.
No, but let me get there. I was irritated because I have met people that are in your same position that do exactly what I expect them to do. Sit themselves really, really high in a world where I'm like, okay, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But you guys come in and it is grounded realness. It is looking each other in the eye, not feeling weird about it, but also I think the underlying southernness really works for me yeah. because it makes me feel that kind of way.
Welcome yeah. home.
Right. That part.
Come and on, then, we know.
And you know your worth and you know yourselves, which is why you're so confident sitting at the table that I can sit there and be like, I'll give you space and I'm not going to judge you from a 40-year-old person who's been in Hollywood for
right.
40 years.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I've sat across the table from the people. I'm like, oh, God, I wish they would just leave.
Oh, totally. Right, totally. Ridiculous.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And then for me to actually say yes to you guys coming over and then go to the dinner and then
yeah.
not have.
And to
you're
hang
lucky
out so
to
many
have
times.
Me.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I feel, yeah. I feel lucky to have you, right?
I do.
Feel lucky.
Wow, it's like, you have no idea how rare this is.
Well, it's true, though.
No, I
know. You guys are cool.
You grew up and did a whole different thing than what we're doing. And it's a very different respect. I have a lot of respect for what you did. I don't have a lot of respect for, you know, like, it's very different. It's very different.
It's just different.
It's very different. And so I think all of your feelings make so much sense. I mean,
absolutely.
Do I think you could have looked at me and said, well, at least she's sexy and good to look at? You know, she might.
Not my flavor.
Right. She no. might be a little too young, God forbid.
Too young.
There's no nips there. I
no,
can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, God. Or there's two whole nips there. So she's out of it.
Sure.
I think, though, just to your point, what you do and what the younger generation of people are doing online, it does take work. And I think the people
right.
who are succeeding sure. are working hard and doing that in their own right, just in the same way that someone from the generations before or above you, Raven, could have looked at you, babe, and been like,
God, how old is that?
Long
they're ancient time. It's like your grandpa
long time
yeah no,
they didn't
even
have phones. What could they be doing?
They had no idea. But you know what I'm saying, I feel like people always are quick to criticize the younger generations, but the younger generations are also indicative of the time and the things that have
sure.
changed and what has happened.
Great
and
point.
I do understand your perspective, though, when you're talking about sitting at this table sometimes and she'll be like, why did you fucking book that person? And it's because they're trendy or whatever. But I think the difference is having shared mutual respect, and where there are some people who are so up their own asses,
right,
and think that what they're doing is so profound that they don't actually have the respect for the foundation and the groundwork that was laid before them, so they can do now what they're doing.
Right.
And I think that's I want to you know, add on to that.
Yeah, there piggyback
on it. I'll piggyback on it. I have a weird radar of human, right? Yeah. I can tell when there's new fame. I can tell when it's inflated fame. And I can tell when it's like a human working to reach their highest potential.
Right.
And you guys are working to reach your highest potential. You even know you're not there
Rave's like, you're not there yet, bitch.
But I'm not even there yet. But you know what I mean? Like, you're humbled enough to say, especially with all of the stand-up that you're doing now, like, you won't even let us come yet. Because you know yourself that you have more levels to achieve.
Thank you,
but we want to be there for both of you at whatever level you are because of the honesty that's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever met somebody and your first impression because of what you've seen them do? What's wrong?
My hair is up.
Oh, you look like...
There it is.
A used condom on that head.
There it is, right there.
It's swag,
that's
baby.
It right
that's
there.
Swag. Swag. That's swag. Swag, it's like, baby.
There it is, right there.
That hits you pretty hard. Okay, wait, because Justin Bieber's going to be in that next week.
Yes, Justin. Where it came from. Justin. 10 toes down, JB.
Standing on business.
Standing on business.
Right. Yeah, I saw my hair right now, too, and then...
Yeah, I just had to fix that.
Hey, guys, quick, you look perfect.
Yeah. So do you guys.
Yeah, we all looked really amazing.
You look great.
Have you ever had an idea of someone you're going to meet, and then your first impression of them is completely different than the expectation? Like, when you hear people talk about meeting their idols
or
whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell them.
There's also great people who we met who, like, I thought... Well, let's see, you know, and then they are just amazing. You know, it's bad people are bad people and good people are good people. It's like that with people who come up and say they know us, you know, like there's people that treat you like a human and there's people that don't. Money, fame, you know, whatever. It doesn't change that. You're a good person or you're fucking not.
That's a great way to skirt around the question. So what I'll answer it this way.
First and last name.
Okay, let me see if I can get a different answer out of you.
Sure.
It's COVID.
Yep.
2020. October. Masks. Free, just masks everywhere.
Holland's excited because you said masks.
No, I'm envisioning. I'm there.
Yeah. It has a K, not just a C. And I walk up to a person and I have a first impression of what their face is underneath that mask and I don't even know.
Oh, that was so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Then they take it off and it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I have no idea what's going on underneath that mask. It could be beautiful. It could not.
Brace it's just ugly.
That was
just straight up ugly.
That was such a real thing. I was terrified of that. I was terrified of the mask reveal when you see just the eyes and you think, I was afraid that I was going to do that to people.
Me too.
Mask catfish them.
Right.
Where then you take it off and
mask fish them.
That was a thing. That was yes.
That's
yes.
A version of a first impression. Tell me about your mask experiences.
Well, I got cheek acne during COVID. So, guys, it's okay.
How did you survive? How you came? Yeah. Was that a side effect of COVID? We'll have a girl come over and do the treatment, Holland. You cannot have that.
Yeah, we'll send you to a facialist immediately. Yeah. Don't worry.
So nice, actually, to be... Because I was working. I was actually working at the Lord's Chicken Chick-fil-A at the time.
Hell yeah.
Managing a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay, gay.
But it was, like, so nice to, like, not have to... I was self-conscious. I didn't want to be self-conscious. So it was nice. I was like, I have to put a mask on. So
cheek acne wasn't caused by the mask. It was there before.
Yeah, I was just, I had it.
Oh.
Got
so
it.
I was like, this is
not too young ago. We were pretty young.
Okay. Right. That's you guys were like prepubescent. Right. We forgot.
Puberty. Yeah.
Yes.
On.
Okay. See, really? Because...
No, I was not pre-beat.
Thank you.
Whoa.
They were 11 during
college.
COVID.
Somehow help grandma keep up. Come on.
No, you guys tell me. I don't do math.
School. She can't do math for shit.
I don't do math.
This is not about COVID or masks, but this is about a first impression. No, I remember my first day of seventh grade, and I was at Campbell Hall, and I was...
Bougie. Money. Okay, money drop. Okay, lore.
And I was looking around at my classmates, and I was overwhelmed by what they looked like because they looked so adult. Specifically the girls, they looked so pretty. And there was this one girl that I remember seeing, and I just remember she had the pointiest nose and just like the most angular, structured face that I had never seen in an 11-year-old. And here I am, really frizzy hair, braces, pudgy, looking at these people, and I was like, are these people actually in the seventh grade? Like, I remember feeling so intimidated. And it's funny because that first day of school versus, let's say, the day that I graduated as a senior, oh my God, so much changed in terms of how I thought of these people. And now, as a 38-year-old who's looking at those people, I am so grateful I didn't peak in seventh grade.
Damn.
Because
damn, I was really waiting to see where the story was going to go. That's crazy.
I just have to say that because when your face is that angular and that pointy in seventh grade and you have that much definition and those high of cheekbones, by the time you're 38, you look old as fuck.
Miranda's like, if I could choose to be ugly then or ugly now, I'm choosing ugly then.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Yeah.
In similar fashion, I looked really young, which I still think I look pretty very young. Yeah.
Well, baby, you are young. We're young. Don't let them.
Yeah. But in elementary school, but middle school and high school, I just looked younger than everybody else. I didn't hit all of those milestones at the same time everybody else did. But I'm happy about it because I feel like hopefully when I'm 40, I look 30.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
I gotta stop being so... putting so much face She's into so things because I feel like I'm going to look... I got like... 2 more years and then I'm 90. I'm going to look.
And you don't have the black don't crack element. Right. Because she obviously moves her face constantly, is so expressive, but Raven doesn't have wrinkles because literally black don't crack.
I want to go back to first impressions.
Because why? Because black don't crack.
Period. Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
She stole that from me and she is just taking it as her own.
So, Allie, you are...
Beat me too.
Allie at seventh grade. Do you put on a mask to make first impressions easier for when you first...
Are you asking if I was fugly or not?
No, not the ugly factor.
Do you
factor.
Put on a mask or not? You put on a paper bag over your hat or no?
No, she means a mask, not a physical mask.
An invisible one. Like, yeah. Do you try to pretend you're something you're not to make first impressions easier in middle school?
Oh my gosh, I wish I was that aware. I think that everybody always called me so annoying, and I think that people called me annoying, and I like... Kind of like our dog, like a cat will be hissing at our dog and it'll be like, yeah. Like, I think that's what I was. I missed that point of my life. I mean, I think kids don't get it enough now that I was just ignorant and blissful and thought I'm here and everybody's glad I'm here and everybody likes me, you know, and people are booing me and trying to get me kicked out of school. But I was just ignorant to it, truly. Yeah. Okay. I miss that. The lack of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm sober and I'm like aware of, be aware of everything I say and every, you know?
Yeah.
And I actually miss that. So I would say no mask. And if I could choose today, no mask again.
No mask again. Yeah. Holland, anything for you? Did you ever show up at school or an event and be like, I'm going to put on a different kind of me today to make a better or different first impression?
Absolutely. I was straight. I came out and then I went back into the closet and I came out again. So yeah, absolutely. I feel like, I think you just, it's so much comparison of, I wish I looked like that. Why don't I look like this? Why don't I act this way? And so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would I go back? I mean, yeah, I think you'd always go back and be like, it's going to be okay.
Right.
But yeah. I think it's just, it was inevitable for me, I feel like.
To be gay.
Oh,
sorry. Well, yes. To come out.
Right, yeah, no, right.
Not a choice.
But also, I think one of my favorite things, I have loved Holland through so many different, you know, periods, and she's changed so much. I mean, I think before she was somebody who felt like she had to be something, and I've watched her just grow into herself over the years. And this confidence is so, it's real because she went through those periods of being like, what the fuck? And she wasn't a liar about it. She was like, I'm insecure. And now she's somebody who, I mean, just shocks me every day, is confident and
aww.
Sure. Or whatever.
I love that.
What about you?
Babes?
Well.
Other than your Heidi?
other than my Heidi, to your point about being oblivious and kind of just out there having fun, I was never really that way, and I wish I was a little bit in life, but where I became that was actually when I had really, really bad acne, and I'm very vain.
Right.
I am very particular about what I look like, and I feel like, I mean, there are times in my childhood when I can remember not being as aware, but I feel like I became very aware of what I looked like. And then it was hell. But I had terrible acne. I was on Accutane. My skin was so bad. And I never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw pictures of myself a few years ago from that time period. And I was like, oh my God, how did I leave the house? Because now I'll get like one or three spots and I'm just like, oh, this is awful. I ruminate. Like I ruminate over it. And I'm just like, is this going to scar? When I tell you that my face was covered, I don't know how, like, I think that that was self-preservation. Like, something in me blinded me to my own situation so I could continue my life. So I just wanted to say that.
You know they'll do the voodoo stuff in the fascia. You know they will.
Fascia,
they're like,
fascia.
Oh, my history is deep.
I love the fascia.
I love the fascia. But wearing masks to present a certain way or give first impressions in the way that I 100% I was very much, I think, similar to you in that way where I
fit in.
Yeah. And I just felt so unknowing of who I was. Mm. And I just tried to take on what other people I think or I thought wanted of me.
Right.
That I was constantly like, oh, yeah, I do that, too. I like this, too. I listen to that music. I have no idea. I'm, like, going home and Googling, like, who is Morrissey?
Right.
And, like, trying to figure out if I – and I'm like, I don't like this music.
Didn't your aunt buy you a whole bunch of stuff of an artist?
Based on a lie you told them?
Yes. Yes.
No, when everyone's trying to tell you – I get it. When everyone's trying to tell you who you are, it's hard to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
And it wasn't even these direct things of, like, that. It was, like, I developed a crush on a guy who loved Jim Morrison and the Doors. So therefore, I was like, okay, I have to figure out if I like.
Absolutely.
So then
I have to go by the Doors.
Yeah, exactly. So then I tell one family member that I am listening to the Doors. And then for Christmas that year, I got all
right,
of this posters and merch. And I was like, I don't care about Jim Morrison.
You're like, that's
for real.
Three guys ago.
Exactly. I was like, I actually really care about what Jennifer Lopez is doing. So like, what the hell? But yes, lots of masks. And I think we all still have masks. I mean, we show up in different ways than we, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we always are presenting something.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to not.
Period.
Yeah, I've tried to not.
It's hard to not. What about you, baby? I mean,
yeah, I do, and I still do it to this day. I know if I show up to an event as Raven Simone, that's a different person than when I show up for friends.
Mm-hmm.
But my story I kind of want to tell is when I used to date people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I was ridiculous. If I was on a date, I'd show up in sweats and a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a femme girl, I would do that. No makeup, no anything. And they'd be like, why? I'm like, because if we're dating, you need to see what I look like without all that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll love me later when I am in my tits around. Uh-huh. Like, period. And but with guys, they were just like, what's happening? Because I'm gay.
Right.
Yeah. I'm actually just really comfortable right now. But I find that back in the day when I was dating, I thought it was really important to not make my first impression something that I can't maintain.
Mm. Right.
Fair.
Right.
Fair.
A lot of people tell me that as they hang out with me, they feel like I get a lot calmer because I feel like, in probably a way to protect myself in my youth, it's like if I show you everything I got the first time I meet you, we meet each other, then you can't hurt me. You know, you either don't like me and I won't see you again or whatever. So I feel like I still do that today where I'm like big personality when we meet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we could watch Netflix for 8 hours and just not say
a word. I'm similar. I'm similar too when it comes to, especially if I'm in my comfy clothes, like I'll just all out. And I think I would say it is a preservation thing, but I would also say I'm personally really excited when I meet someone. It's just me like, hey, get to know me right
now.
That's
so cute, right?
You know what I mean?
That is the cutest thing.
I'm really excited to meet you right now, and I want to talk to you all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I've been in, not just this one, but other relationships. They're like, you're so different when we first met. What happened to the energy? I'm like, I'm tired.
Right.
Like, you got it all already.
Yeah.
I'm tired right now.
Right? Because you've said it multiple times. You're like, how come you don't do this with me? And I'm like, that that is a that's my first impression bubble for right. that person to whatever. Right. And then you get a version of me, sadly, that has too many layers
right.
to show somebody.
But also comfortable. Like, she says that all the time.
I think that there's a difference, though. I think that some of what I experience, babes, I understand it, and I let you be you. But I think that there also is a little bit of a passive energy in the sense of, like, oh, I'm married, box checked, and then your brain is just elsewhere. Does that kind of make sense for you?
I was gonna tell you too. Today you didn't clean up your today you made that fucking egg. You made that egg today.
Just let you have it.
And you didn't clean up the dish.
Listen, it's two to tango,
it's
boo-boo.
Two of us projecting.
If you have me on the couch and I'm not doing nothing, there must have been a reason from before.
And for sure it's
that you told
my fault.
Me no, and then I said if I resign, it just matters.
I have a question for you, babe.
What? Welcome to marriage.
Yeah. Let's just do this. You guys don't even fight.
No,
but we don't. Still but not?
Guys, we grew. We had
you guys
no
have
money.
A fight right now.
We had no money, and now we get to follow our dreams. We're like.
Oh, so fights are coming later.
I'm thankful. Got it. Every day when I wake up, I think this might correct. Be my last day to love Holland, and I treat her as such.
Yo, get off the stage. Get off the stage. Get off the stage.
We can do a special too. This is your last day to wake up and love Miranda, so I better treat her.
Raven actually wrote that down and I was reading it. It was something that Raven said.
Oh my God.
I just filled in Holland's
you
name.
You need to text her things all the time to remind her what to do. I just want to know.
Yes, ma'am.
Babes, what you think the first impression of you was from the POV of the...
this out. It's in my book. She didn't get it for her podcast. I guess to my book. Thank you
oh,
very much.
Oh, keep that part where she says her podcast. Okay. Let's toast. And
let's
on that
toast,
note.
And let's toast.
Today, we are toasting to Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall! Jane!
She would have known the answer to our gorillas. Queer or
read
not.
The page.
Rest in peace to Jane Goodall.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
A groundbreaking primatologist who lived among chimpanzees in the wild, revealing their complex lives and forever changing how we see animals and ourselves. Her dedication to science, conservation, and compassion continues to inspire the world.
Go Jane, especially Chimp Crazy and Tiger King. Listen, Jane Goodall did it right.
Jane did not want that.
She did, and she would do a whiskey always. And that's one thing I respect about her. She'd always have a whiskey.
Just cause.
Yeah. With the chimps?
No, when she did interviews and stuff, she always requested a whiskey. She said,
oh,
give me
that.
A whiskey.
Probably I love that.
Loosen it up. Nerves. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do want to thank all the people that do stand up for the animals that can't stand up for themselves. People like Jane Goodall, the Irwins, people that, like
oh
my
God,
wife.
Rest in peace.
Like my wife who stands up for all the lizards in the backyard so Quinn doesn't eat them. Because
I have to. Because this one sends Quinn out there to eat them. It's
sick 'em, Quinn.
Yeah. These poor lizards. They're just gonna live their lizardy life.
If you could pick a, they do. If you could pick an animal to stand up for, like Jane Goodall did, what animal would you choose?
Mine's too easy.
What
a
is
cat?
Yours?
Turtles.
Yeah.
What animal would I stand up for? Guys, I don't even know animals that well. Who would stand up for me? Who stand up for Guy Ross?
A kangaroo.
Yeah.
A kangaroo.
Period.
Yeah, no, I love animals. I would stand up for all the genetically modified golden doodles in the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, that's
stop
fair.
Stop breeding.
Yeah.
Those.
Or whatever I'm supposed to say. Yeah. Whatever makes me sound the best, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Dogs, babes, who would you stand up for?
Who would I stand up for? I would stand up for Dumbo because he didn't have enough people
a
standing
fake
up
one?
For him. Yeah. Dumbo. Oh my gosh. And Babar.
Babar?
Who is that?
Oh, babes, they're too young.
Wait, but I'm interested.
Babar was one of the cutest. Hey, that's my car. Babar was one of the cutest elephants in literary cartoonist. It
was
so cute.
Babar. But the rhinos Babar. In that shit were terrifying. So I don't stand up for them. But I stand up for the elephants. The elephants are actually amazing.
Apparently, they think we're cute.
like we look at dogs.
Oh, really?
If an elephant comes up to my woman and says, you're cute, and slaps her on the butt with a trunk.
What are you about to do?
Stand up for its rights. To do so.
It's right to do that, exactly. To slap.
I'm standing up for dragonflies. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're absolutely beautiful. And if you have a dragonfly cross your path, look at what color it is. It's connected to your chakra and good karma. All right. Aww.
Raven, sometimes you get so in tune, and I'm just like, lying to it.
She speaks that truth.
But otherwise, I'm just really passive on the couch.
She was channeling Jane Goodall. Yeah, and then when she's not channeling Jane Goodall, she's just channeling a 13-year-old boy.
You guys get to
go
in. We're a mess. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Was this fun today?
Oh my gosh. You guys always entertain us.
This was just Kiki with friends.
Let us entertain you.
I love you, babes. I think we should make sure everyone knows that I love you very much.
Everybody knows.
Guys, they love each other.
Oh my God. Listen. It's just a different, you guys have your thing going, but it's deep.
I wake up every day knowing.
She can't even say it.
Here you go, Rafe. Here you go. Rafe, go, Rafe.
I wake up every day knowing.
Thinking.
That I thought that this could be my last day in your presence, my love. And therefore, I must treasure the foot that you walk on.
Wait, quit it. I think faster is better. To
just also look at her lock screen.
Oh my
show
god!
Her lock screen.
Yo,
fast.
Get off the show!
And that's enough. And that's enough.
Look at my lock screen. It's this.
Who's she?
These body standards are getting ridiculous.
Thank you guys so much for watching Tea Time with Raven and Miranda. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and put a comment down below who you would like to see. And don't forget to watch Miranda Moments as well. Those are fun. Those are fun, babes.
Oh, there's a song. Do tongue tag.
Allie literally